This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srivastava with the news. The headlines first. Anti-graft body CIAA files corruption case against 55 individuals, including 5 former ministers, on charge of irregularities in Pokhara Regional International Airport construction project. Home Ministry sets up inquiry panel on a woman's suicide in Bardia over citizenship issue. 17th National Human Rights Convention commencing tomorrow in Kathmandu to dwell on issues of democracy, human rights and intergenerational justice, and massive strike hits Ukrainian city as peace talks in US conclude. Now the news in detail. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has filed a corruption case against 55 individuals, including 5 former ministers and a Chinese contractor company, over alleged irregularities in the construction of Pokhara Regional International Airport. The former ministers named in the case include the late Post Bahadur Pogati, Ram Kumar Shrestha, Bhim Prasad Acharya, Deepak Chandra Amatya, all from the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, and former Finance Minister Ram Charan Mahat. Senior officials under investigation include former secretaries and former directors general of the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal, CAN, namely Tri Ratna Maharajan, Ratish Chandra Lal Suman and Pradeep Adhikari. CIAA stated that the case was filed following a detailed probe into alleged irregularities and corruption in the airport construction project. According to a press release issued by Ganesh Bahadur Adhikari, assistant spokesperson of the CIAA, the case was filed on charges of corruption amounting to more than 8.36 billion rupees in relation to the construction project of the Pokhara Regional International Airport. The Ministry of Home Affairs has formed a committee to look into the incident that occurred in Bardia's Badayatal 4, where a young woman reportedly committed suicide after failing to obtain citizenship. The Ministry of Home Affairs has announced that the investigation committee will be led by Suresh Panthi, Joint Secretary of the Ministry and Head of the Policy Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation Division. The committee has been allotted a period of 5 days to conduct an impartial and factual investigation into the incident and to submit a report. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has also directed Home Minister Ariel to look into the issue. 33 political parties have submitted their applications for the proportional representation election system for the upcoming House of Representatives election scheduled for the 5th of March. According to Joint Secretary Yogya Prasad Bhattarai, as per the election campaign, the political parties willing to participate in the proportional representation have to submit their applications by the 9th of December. The Election Commission said the applications will be approved on the 12th of December after examinations. The list of political parties that have applied for the proportional representation election system will be published on the 10th of December. The parties that applied today will then submit their list of closed candidates on the 28th and 29th of December. The initial list will be published on the 18th of January. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has presented the annual report 2024-25 to President Ramchandra Podel. NHRC Chairman Tapa Bahadur Magar submitted the annual report to the President amid a program organized at the office of the President, Sheetal Nivas, today. Meanwhile, the 17th National Human Rights Convention is being held tomorrow. Amid a press conference held at the National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, in Lalitpur today, the organizer said the week-long event is being organized in a bid to localize the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and ensure greater accountability from the government and concerned authorities. An organization, Single Women Group, under the Women for Human Rights is coordinating the event this time. The organizers said the convention, running from the 8th to the 15th of December, will dwell extensively on democracy, human rights, rule of law, intergenerational justice and related issues. The newly appointed Chief Minister of Madhya Province, Krishna Prasad Yadav, is preparing to seek a vote of confidence from the Province Assembly on the 10th of December. Ram Ashish Yadav, the Janata Samajwadi Party's Chief Whip in the Province Assembly, said today's meeting of the ruling seven-party coalition decided to seek a vote of confidence. Yadav from the Nepali Congress, who was appointed Chief Minister on the 5th of December, is preparing to form the Council of Ministers today. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Fiber Internet, Nepal Telecom go back. Internet, TV, telephone, data, ekasa.
Karma TV, henus, ya internet, chalaunus, phone garnus, data, chalaunus, sajilota, ekasa.
Fiber Internet, tibra gati ko sansar. Telephone, internet, TV, sabai kurama bharma. Nepal Telecom ko fiber internet. Naya jadan garna, tatha marmat garna. Harmai basi basi 198 dial gare puksa.
Nepal Telecom, Rashtrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Health and Population Dr. Sudha Sharma Gautam has said the government is set to resume the proficiency certificate level PCL in nursing program for students passing the SAE examination. During a program held following the inauguration of the trauma center and pharmacy at Bharatpur Hospital today, the health minister indicated that efforts are underway to implement the PCL nursing program in response to the current shortage of staff nurses at hospitals. Now, a sports update. Karnali Yaks have wrapped up the second season of the Nepal Premier League NPL with a victory. Karnali defeated defending champion Janakpur Bolts by 3 runs at the TU International Cricket Stadium this evening. Janakpur failed to chase a target of 130 runs posted by Karnali. Janakpur scored 126 runs in 20 overs with a loss of 7 wickets. Earlier, Karnali scored 129 runs in 20 overs with a loss of 9 wickets. With the victory, Karnali climbed to the 6th position of the points table, whereas Janakpur ended their journey in 8th position. Now in Qualifier 1, Sudhir Pashchim Royals and Biratnagar Kings will compete against each other on Tuesday. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Russia continued its airstrikes on Ukraine overnight, hours after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he had a very constructive phone call with Donald Trump's negotiating team following 3 days of talks in Florida. The BBC early on Sunday cited the mayor of Kremenchuk, a major industrial hub in central Ukraine, as saying the city had been repeatedly struck in a massive attack. No deaths have been confirmed so far. Meanwhile, Russia said it had shot down 77 Ukrainian drones in several locations. Aerial assaults have continued even as efforts to negotiate an end to the war have intensified, including detailed Ukraine-US talks in Miami aimed at drafting a peace settlement acceptable to both sides. Sri Lankan authorities have issued new landslide warnings with rain slashing areas already devastated by a powerful cyclone as the death toll rose to 618. Al Jazeera cited the warning issued by Disaster Management Center DMC on Sunday as saying monsoon storms were adding more rain and making hillsides unstable, including the central mountainous region and the northwestern midlands. Other parts of Asia continue to grapple with the scale of the destruction and mounting casualties that have exceeded 1,800. More than 2 million people, early 10% of the population, have been affected by last week's climate crisis spurred floods and landslides triggered by Cyclone Dithwa. the worst on the island this century. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Koshi, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudhapashchim provinces and mainly fair in the rest of the provinces. Light rain and snowfall is likely to occur in one or two places in the Himalayan regions of Gandaki, Karnali and Sudhapashchim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Anti-graft body CIAA files corruption case against 55 individuals, including 5 former ministers, on charge of irregularities in Pokhara Regional International Airport construction project. Home Ministry sets up inquiry panel on a woman's suicide in Bardia over citizenship issue. 17th National Human Rights Convention commencing tomorrow in Kathmandu to dwell on issues of democracy, human rights and intergenerational justice. And massive strike hits Ukrainian city as peace talks in US conclude. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.